It's the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up with Donnie Peronto today. Hey, Donnie.
Don't get too close to me now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It's an interesting time, isn't it?
Well, you know what? It definitely is, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I think that people are starting to see that and realize it, but also in the same breath, don't get too antsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't drop the ball, because I've seen it happen many times on the one-yard line. You drop the ball.
Yeah. We always, and the phrase be patient is so used a lot over the last little while, and with everything in somebody's life. Just be patient, right?
Well,
and this is one
exactly
of those things.
Cal.
Be patient.
It is exactly right. And if people really want to look back at last year and think of the difference from last year to this year. There are no restrictions in homes, thank God, so far in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
No restrictions in homes. At least you get to be with your family. I can remember last year, Cal, bringing my mom a Christmas gift and standing outside her condo because I couldn't even go inside her home.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, this is just so different, but I understand. I didn't like it, but we live with it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, and this year is going to be different. We're finally going to get together as a family. My nephew, who has a 2-year-old son, almost 2 years old now, I literally, Cal, just met him the other day.
So that's how
things are changed right now. Yeah. But let's talk about Christmas. Let's talk about happy stuff.
Let's talk about the new tune. Well, you and I were talking about this off the air. It's not a new tune for you, but it's re-released for the Christmas season, right?
Yes, and you know what? We ended up cutting this song back in 2009. And it was 2009, and Juliana was just born in December of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we sat back and we went into the studio. So our two kids, Evan and Natasha, they came in the studio. We had a couple of other little friends come in the studio with us, and they were just little kids, like 8 and 9 years old, you know. And Juliana was with us in the studio. And I said to Patty, I said, at the very end, we need to capture Juliana laughing. I said, I hear a little baby laughing at the end of it, just a giggle. So Patty brought her in and could always make her giggle. And I'll never forget standing there in the studio here in PA, and she just kept dipping her down and picking her back up, and then she did this laugh, and I said, that's it. So that is Juliana's laugh at the very end of the song, who is going to be, Cal, 13 years old this month.
Isn't that something?
You know, so when I look at that, I mean, to me, but there again, Christmas music to me is timeless.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and I think the thing is with Christmas music, if that song can make a feeling come over you and bring back a memory when you were a child and thinking of a good time with your family in that Christmas moment, that's all Christmas to me is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Relive those memories, but also make new ones that your children can live back to when you get older and they get older and start looking back and they say, I remember this Christmas. That was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. And the name of the song, by the way, is I Love Christmas. And that kind of says it all, right?
It does say it all. I mean, and to me, I've always loved Christmas. Man, I can remember back when I was a kid, Cal, I used to take a little a woolen sock. Mm. And I used to drive my parents nuts because I'd take a thumbtack and I'd put it on the windowsill because we didn't have a chimney.
Right.
So you'd have all these tack marks on the windowsill from my woolen sock.
Did you drive your parents crazy when you were a kid or what?
Oh, gosh, man, I'm telling you. You know, my very first guitar that my dad bought me, I was 14 years old, and I remember waking up Christmas morning. There was no case with it. It was just leaned up against right next to my sock on the window. And I remember waking up, and I looked at that guitar, and I thought I was in heaven. It was just awesome, and that's when it all changed for me.
It's such a magical time with kids. Our kids are adults now, but we have grandchildren now too. And just to relive that energy and that excitement on Christmas morning with those kids is fantastic. And we'll be doing that this year.
It's great.
How's everything else going? Good with you?
Everything else is going just fine, Cal. I mean, we're still really busy with the music school and online teaching. There's going to be a commercial coming out too. So just everybody keep your eyes peeled on Facebook. I'm going to get a commercial out there, and you can see what I'm doing and contact, and just go from there, because pretty much I can teach anywhere in the world as long as you got a computer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media, buddy? What's the best way?
Social media, the best way to do it is you can reach me out at DonnieParanto.com, mm-hmm. or you can find me on Facebook, or look me up in the Prince Albert phone book. I'm there.
You bet. You bet, Donnie. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you too, Cal.
Hope to see you soon.
And thanks for all the support, guys.
Donnie Paranto on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up.